meat and cinnamon rolls and a cup of coffee. And it was just a light breakfast, but it was a good day. Oh, you have to wash up the dishes pretty quick or that cream of wheat's a booger to get off.
If I've ever had cream of wheat, we used to eat oatmeal a lot when I was a kid on those cold winter mornings. When I was going to elementary school, but I don't remember cream of wheat.
Oh, it's good. I don't like oatmeal because it's got those bumps in it, and the cream of wheat's smooth. Yeah, similar to grits, Bernice says, but I don't like grits.
Some grits, I tell you, that's the one thing I miss. You know, not being able to eat grits. I mean, I could, but I just choose not to, so I don't gain weight. But I sure do miss them.
You play tennis 5 times a week or day, and I don't believe that a little bit of sugar is going to hurt you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm already eating certain things that I, you know, have to eat in moderation, so I don't want to add grits to the list, because I'll have to find another day to play tennis.
Oh, take up exercise more. All right, I didn't get that. I had to have Bernice explain it to me. Explain it to me. Oh, shoot. Well, the sun's shining, temperature's going up. It was 29 actually this morning is the lowest I saw. It's 42 now, and the weather station says the wind is very weak out of the southwest, but it says it's 99% humidity, and I find that hard to believe, probably because the weather station's frosted up.
I must be, thermometer on my car says 48. I don't know if that can't be right. Huh. But anyway, it's usually within a degree of being correct, but anyway. I must be near your house because I got you on the input.
Come up Highway 14 and be real close to my house.
57. And, I got a little ways to go to get up to Steve's house.
Quite a ways east of us then. Oh, I forget how many miles it is up to Steve's. I've not been up there. But tell him hi. I talked to him on the phone yesterday or day before, and haven't done a whole lot of HF since then. I did go up and listen on 80 meters last night and put the band scope on, and I was truly amazed at how many different conversations were going on that band, because I've not done sideband hardly ever, and it was amazing. There's a lot of people up there.
Were you listening?
Coffee out of the microwave. Got a half a cup left here. Oh, I don't know, Bernice. What was it, about 8 o'clock? Yeah, probably along there. I talked to Phil on his new antenna last night on 3720. I could hear him fairly well. There was about an S3 noise level, and he was just over that, but very copyable, and he was really pleased to get his antenna up.
But he got his antenna up, and I can't talk on 3720, so anyway, I sure would have liked to have talked to him last night. If I'd have known he was on the air, I would have, called him or texted him or something.
Well, got it done, and give me a call on the phone, and I said, sure, and I was right there, and so all I had to do was turn the power on to the radios, and it probably took me every bit of 2 or 3 minutes, and I was there for him to check. And I don't think he had too long to stay. He just wanted to try it out, and it works well. Is that out of your band classification for general, I guess, isn't it? I don't remember those. But I'll give you the tip of the day. I don't know if you've done this to your radio or not, but when I was a general and an advanced, I would set up band limits, the lower end and the upper end. And as you turned the VFO, as soon as you got to the upper end of it, it would go right back around to the lower end and stay within your bandwidth. That way you didn't have to be real careful or get chewed out for getting into the wrong area.
You can do that with mine. I just haven't. I'll look over at the chart if I have any doubts, and but I know 3.8 is as low as I can go on the 80 meters.
Phil, good morning.
Phil, and how's your day going? This is in Gerald TR, Tom.
Yeah, Tom, good to hear you on there. And Dave? Yeah, Bill must have got his antenna up there. That's good. He'd been working on it. So, tomorrow I officially move over to Pageland, South Carolina. We have a U-Haul trip truck that we'll pick up. We don't have all that much to put in it, but get that, and we'll take off sometime tomorrow morning. So we'll be over east of Charlotte. So kind of be glad to get that done. It's house isn't quite finished, but it'll be done in about 3 weeks, something like that is what I anticipate. So I'm staying with my wife's sister in the meantime. So anyway, I'll be up there, Dave, AC4Q.
Well, Phil, I haven't talked with you in a long time, so you're moving, huh?
My wife and I, we started building this thing off about a good while ago. They haven't quite finished with it, though. Yeah, it's near Pageland, South Carolina, between Florence and Charlotte, about halfway in between, not far from North Carolina, close to Monroe, North Carolina, within about 30 miles of it. So I'd say hello before we took off. I have a little radio room there in the back of the garage I got going to fix up, and I got some antennas I'm going to be putting up. I already got ready to put up, so you'll probably hear me from there occasionally. Let's see. Go ahead, Tom.
Congratulations on the new home, Phil, and I hope you enjoy it up there. I imagine Bill wishes you were still back down there across the road from him, though.
What? We don't actually get to see each other that much. It's close. It's about 2 hours. That's not terrible. So, we talk on the phone, radios, and whatnot quite a bit. So, with the cell phone, it's not as bad as it used to be. So you can chat anytime you just about want to. Well, I'm about here at the house here, so I better get inside. Good talking to y'all, and y'all have a good new year. We had a great Christmas. AC4Q Mobile. Be clear.
Catch you on the way home.